The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial.
When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we've got mostly cloudy skies overhead with the temperature at 75 degrees. We are expecting it to get up to 80 degrees here the rest of today. And it looks like tomorrow we could get a heat index up into the 90s, even over 100 degrees in terms of heat index for what's supposed to be a very warm weekend. With our noontime news today, here is Chris Fee.
Well, thanks, Leo. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260 KROX, FM 105.7, K289 CE of Grand Forks, and available many other ways as well, including KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live there. You can use your cell phone to do that, even, or you can do it on your desktop computer, your tablet, or what have you. Or if you have the KROX app, you can download that as well. You can do that in the Google Play or iTunes or the Apple store, the Google Play store, or you can listen the new way on Alexa as well. Taking a look at our world, the national news headlines, Democrats are criticizing an offhanded comment President Donald Trump made about election meddling during a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on sidelines of a summit in Japan. After a reporter asked Trump if he was going to warn Russia not to meddle in the U.S. election, Trump turned to Putin and jokingly said, "Don't meddle in the election." The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Trump is basically giving Russia a green light to interfere again in 2020. A senior Iranian official says that a meeting with Tehran's remaining partners in its nuclear deal with world powers was a step forward, but his country's expectations still have not been met. Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said in Vienna that a complex barter-type system that European countries have set up to keep trade with Iran afloat has been operationalized. The Supreme Court will decide whether President Donald Trump can end an Obama-era program shielding young immigrants from deportation. The justice's order sets up high-stakes legal arguments in a late fall or early winter, with a decision likely by June 2020 as Trump seeks re-election. And leaders of the group of 20 nations have begun talks on how to fend off threats to global growth in meetings in Osaka, Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and European Union officials urged others attending the summit to resist a trend toward protectionism and keep their economies open. Looming over the meetings is the question of whether the U.S. and China will take steps to resolve a bitter dispute over trade and technology that has cast a shadow over the global recovery. And that is about it on our world and national news headlines. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news after this.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we'll call it cloudy skies. Our temperature, 75 degrees. That's rising. An east wind of 3 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 30.12 inches and falling humidity is at 65%. That is down as well. Again, cloudy skies, 75 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. The sun, we're going to have 15 hours, 59 minutes of daylight as the days continue to get a little shorter each day as we progress here through the end of June and into July. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds up to 10 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast. Going to be a hot one this weekend. We'll tell you more about that. There's also a chance of, when we get these hot, muggy days, of course, a chance of thunderstorms as well, possibly some being severe. We'll tell you more about that in the warm forecast through Independence Day. That's all going to be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. But right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 75 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, a Pennington County grand jury has indicted a Thief River Falls man in the death of a woman found in a duplex fire in March.
The grand jury also indicted 23-year-old Devin James Polzinski on felony offenses of second-degree murder and first-degree arson. Polzinski formally appeared on the charges on Thursday, June 27th, in Pennington County District Court. Bond remains at $10 million with no conditions and $1 million with conditions. His next court appearance is scheduled Tuesday, August 6th. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Marlene Anderson.
23-year-old Alexandra Jo Ellingson was killed in the fire on March 27th. A sweltering weekend is predicted to usher out June in much of Minnesota, but forecasters say after that, temperatures should return to near normal or slightly warmer than average. Kenny Blumenfeld with the State Climatology Office says...
We don't have any strong indications that we're turning a corner and moving into a pattern of, you know, persistent heat waves or anything like that.
But Blumenfeld reminds Minnesotans that July is heat wave season in the state. As for June, he says forecasters were expecting a cooler than normal month, but it actually turned out close to average or slightly warmer than usual. And if you're not familiar, the Minneapolis, they're having their first ever comedy festival. It's been running here throughout the week, and comedy legend Bob Newhart is doing his stand-up routine in Minnesota tonight as part of that comedy festival. Newhart got his start in 1960 with the Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart album. He says when it first came out, friends were asking,
What happened to that album you made? And I talked to someone at Warner Brothers, and they said, well, it's going crazy in Minneapolis. There are two disc jockeys there, Howard Vikings one, and they mentioned another guy. And he said they just play it all the time.
Newhart is set to perform at the Orpheum tonight at 7 p.m. Thousands of acres of corn and soybeans have been destroyed by a hailstorm that moved through southwest Minnesota, and in some cases it's too late in the season for farmers to replant. Agronomist Steve Michaels at Crystal Valley Co-op says dozens of farmers he works with sustained losses. Golf ball-sized hail fell during the storm that also generated three tornadoes on June 20th. A nurse and a pilot are dead and a crew member injured after a medical helicopter crash at a regional airport in Minnesota. North Memorial Health says no patients were on board when the crash happened about 1 a.m. Friday at the Brainerd Airport. The injured crew member was taken to St. Joseph's Medical Center in Brainerd. North Memorial Health says the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board have been notified. A Minneapolis suburb is reconsidering its decision to drop the Pledge of Allegiance from its council meetings after some constituents raised concerns. The St. Louis Park City Council voted 5-0 earlier this month to stop reciting the pledge to the flag in an effort to be more inclusive to new residents and non-citizens, but Mayor Jake Spano was out of town and didn't vote. He says he wasn't a fan of the move, and the issue will be revisited at the July 8th City Council meeting. Authorities say no one was hurt when a small plane landed in southwest Omaha, a neighborhood there, a few hundred feet short of a runway at a small airport. Pilot Eugene Puttbreeze of Frazee says he's sure his single-engine Cessna 150 ran out of fuel around 4 a.m. Friday, and he came down on a residential street. Ground damage was limited to a fence. Puttbreeze says he intended to land at a nearby Millard Airport. And the search is on for the next president of the University of North Dakota. The new president will succeed Mark Kennedy, who departed in mid-June to become president of the University of Colorado. Many at UND are celebrating the search for a new president, and probably rightfully so. And South Dakota-based Sanford Health and Iowa's Unity Point Health have announced plans to merge, which would create a sprawling health system in the upper Great Plains and Midwest. The two healthcare providers announced their plans on Friday. If the plans are approved by regulators, the merger could be finalized by the end of this year. That is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That's coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the sports scene, it was so much fun. The Twins decided to play 18 innings. They played 10 days ago? They played 18 last night. It's only the third time in Major League Baseball history that has happened, where a team has played that many innings in a week and a half. But Tampa Bay, they were able to outlast the Twins by a final score of 5-2. It started just after 1, and what wrapped up right around 7, I suppose, at the postgame show, but it was an exciting game, that's for sure. The Thief River Falls, they were the Bombers. Yeah, they used to be the Thieves. They sort of fell apart for a couple of years, not enough kids and then or guys. And then they've come back as the Bombers. And the Bombers bombed the Reds 9-3 in amateur baseball, as you heard here on KROX. And Red Lake Falls American Legion Baseball, they scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning to beat the Crookston American Legion 8-6, and then scored 10 runs in the first inning of Game 2 and cruised in a 4-inning victory over the Crookston American Legion team 15-0. So Red Lake Falls gets the sweep. And in baseball today, the Crookston American Legion, they're scheduled to host Fertile, a 7 o'clock start. See if everybody shows up for that one. And the Twins, they're at the Chicago White Sox, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch. I think a 12U team, they're supposed to be going to Argyle. They only have 9 guys at this time for that one. Friday before the 4th, I don't understand it. It's scheduling games on that before the 4th week. It's a tough time, that's for sure. But it's not any different than having a basketball or hockey tournament on December 26th. So that's actually worse, the 26th. So let's see what else we have here for the weekend sports schedule. The Twins, they're at Chicago taking on the White Sox Saturday afternoon, 2:30 the pregame, 3:12 the first pitch. And then Sunday, the Twins are at the White Sox again, noon the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch. And the Crookston Reds, they host the Moorhead Miners Sunday at 5:35. That is about it on the local sports scene. We told you about the Twins, and it doesn't look like anything too exciting is happening on the world scene. But the United States, they play France in the Women's World Cup match that's been described as a final in the quarterfinals. A sellout crowd is expected in Paris to watch the defending champion take on France. And the Americans have played the French 23 times, with France just winning 3. The last 3 matches have tilted towards France, with 2 wins and a draw. So you're saying it could be a good one. You're a soccer fan or a fair weather sports fan, you want to check it out, that might be one to check out. The U.S. won their last match on a controversial 2 penalty kicks as they won 2-1. Some call it controversial, some say nope, it was good calls. So depends who you talk to. That is a look at the sports scene. We'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
The 4th of July means picnics, fireworks, and American pie. Hugo's Family Marketplace has Hugo's fresh-baked 8-inch apple, blueberry, or cherry pies on sale, $3.99 each. Also on sale at Hugo's, selected Red Bear and Minis, deep dish, French, or Tony's pizzas, 4 for $10. 59-ounce assorted Minute Maid orange juice, $2.79. Hugo's Pet Corner, the 20-pound assorted tidy cat litter, $4.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
I'll take a look at the local news. The Bus Garage Committee for the Crookston Public School District met Thursday and unanimously voted to forward a recommendation onto the school board for $2.89 million two-building heated option for a bus garage. The design would have the main bus building as a pre-engineered metal building with an auxiliary stick frame garage for other district vehicles. The committee was presented with 3 main options with sub-options for heated and non-heated space. The two-building design was an alternative design provided by Icon Architectural Group. In total, the project options ranged from $2.47 million to $3.37 million, with the highest options being pole structures to the surprise of many, including Olson. The alternative option to go with 2 buildings was determined to be the most cost-effective solution and also provides an upgrade over the previous referendum's design in that the recommendation called for concrete floors instead of gravel, according to Superintendent Jeremy Olson.
This is a recommendation to the school board. The school board will have the ultimate say on what this looks like. But the recommendation to the school board at this point does have a concrete floor in it. It is a very efficient building. We've really tried to use, square footage costs money, so we've really been trying to be efficient with our square footage usage to get the most bang for our dollar.
Alan Dragseth said one of the points he heard people questioning on the last referendum was the $3.4 million price tag with a gravel floor. The cost to add concrete was estimated by Icon to be roughly a $180,000 increase over a heated garage with gravel, although they said that most of that would probably go into the increased depth required for the footings. Olson said he was excited that the diverse group on the committee came to a unanimous decision.
There's just a lot of work ahead of us that I'm really excited about. One, I'm really excited that our bus garage committee came to a unanimous decision. That's really important as we move forward, that we are united in our decision, because we've had a lot of conversation, a lot of options. We've done a lot of study and research on the different options. We have some great expertise in this group, which is very valuable to the district, because these are people that have either experience with egg buildings or with construction themselves and or have owned egg buildings. And so it's a representative group of egg and school officials and community members that are, it really came together and started talking about what does this look like and what's best for Crookston.
A transportation coordinator, Rick Niemela, said the two-building design would meet the needs of the district, and it was an economic decision.
It was an economical decision to go with the design that we've chosen, so we're looking for that for the taxpayers from their viewpoint and something that's workable for us on our end. That'll definitely fit our needs, and it's very workable for what we need for day-to-day operations.
In the case of each design, the average cost for the main components of the structure was $1.32 million. That includes general conditions such as contractor, overhead, insurance, bonding, temporary toilets, dumpsters, and other costs. Site work such as asphalt paving, excavation, fill, soil sanitation, storm gas, electric services, sidewalks, and landscaping. Mechanical considerations for a sprinkler system, heating and cooling systems, plumbing and ventilation, and electrical. Additionally, by selecting the heated option, only one sprinkler system, a wet system, would be needed to be installed. If they had chosen an unheated building, the committee's understanding was they would need both a wet sprinkler and a dry system for when the temperatures were below freezing. The recommendation will now go before the school board, who will likely need to call a special meeting to meet the August 7th deadline for the Minnesota Department of Education for review and comment, according to Olson.
Our next steps at this point are, now that we have decided on a number for recommendation, that goes to the school board. If the school board okays the recommendation and approves that recommendation, it will then go to the architects. The architects will design this and be moving it towards MDE, which is the Minnesota Department of Education, for review and comment. That will happen by August 7th. So when that happens, it will go to vote in November. If the voters decide that this is the right option for Crookston and it passes, then it will go to a bidding process that will happen in January or February, with anticipated construction happening in May.
Additionally, Olson said, should the board approve the recommendation of the committee, there will be a lot of conversations with the community leading up to the vote.
We're going to work very hard to make sure that our community members understand this project, they understand why we're doing this, why the price point is what it is, and that they understand what the use of this building is going to be. We want to make sure that we're presenting a good option for Crookston, which is what we feel like we did tonight. So there's going to be a lot of conversations with our community utilizing our media. We're just very thankful to have such a strong media presence in Crookston, and we're going to utilize the media, use some small group interactions. We're going to have some public meetings and so forth, just some community meetings to really explain what it is we're trying to do and try to get the word out there.
And so there we go. And seems like a pretty good deal there. So be keeping your ears open for those that are for it, against it, whatever. There's going to be meetings for you to voice your concerns, questions, and many opportunities for you to do that coming up here. Speaking of construction, Crookston's hotels, motels, and businesses are enjoying plenty of patrons this week, and that trend is set to continue for the foreseeable future as local construction projects continue to bring contractors to town. Contractors working on the Riverview 2020 project, the American Crystal Sugar outage, Canadian Pacific Railway, and overflow from DigiKey's construction in Thief River Falls are putting heads on beds, eating, and shopping in town. Crookston Area Chamber and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Terry Hagee said Crookston's hotels and motels were operating this week at nearly full capacity.
Yesterday, I went around to all of our hotels and our one motel because I noticed that the parking lots are full and consistently full. And in visiting with the different general managers and the owners, found out that because of the construction that's going on in Crookston presently, that we are getting an influx of construction workers staying at our hotels. So we are almost at complete full capacity. And if you go around town, you will see that there's a lot more vehicles, there's a lot more traffic in town, and a lot of them are construction vehicles, and they are giving their business to our local restaurants, gas stations, doing shopping here, and then of course staying at our hotels.
Both American Crystal and Riverview Health are currently undergoing significant projects that combined are estimated to pump around $40 million in labor into the economy. Ryan Wall, factory manager in Crookston at American Crystal Sugar, he says their infrastructure and processing project currently has over 100 contractors on site from as far away as Minneapolis.
Every summer we do an outage and we bring in a handful of outside contractors in the range of 50 to 60 to 70. But over the next 18 months, we're investing $40 million in infrastructure and processing equipment. And so that's brought in a lot of extra people. I think on site, we're well over 100 contractors. So that's an influx of people that normally aren't here. And it's a big investment for American Crystal and the community.
And included in the project will be a new diffuser, which Wall describes as the heart of the factory.
The diffuser is, I call it the heart of the factory. After you slice the beets, you put them into a large tank, and at high temperatures and the right pH, you actually pull the sugar out of the sugar beets, so it diffuses into a solution. And then we use that solution moving forward to create sugar.
And Riverview Health's project will support nearly 400 construction jobs between the groundbreaking in April and its completion in 2020, according to Lance Norman, Vice President of Clinics and Ancillary Services.
We have a total impact as far as the construction and services that are tied to that of $23 million in projected labor, and that is equivalent to just under 400 construction jobs during the course of that period of time.
Norman said footings for the new building at Riverview began getting poured this week, and that work will continue for about the next 8 weeks.
We were able to take down an existing building in preparation for the site and have cleared that in the last week, and actually just this past Tuesday at our first footings were poured on the southwest corner of the building, and we anticipate the footing completion and starting on steel over the next coming 8 weeks. So we have an onslaught of additional construction work, inclusive of the footings as they ramp up and start working on base for the floor and the steel.
Hagee said these projects, along with others in the area, help Crookston flourish by filling the hotels, motels, restaurants, and shops around Crookston.
As I have been out and about and I go visit with local businesses, or I'm out, you know, eating lunch or eating dinner in the community, you can see the construction workers are out. They're eating at our restaurants. You know, you can see them when you go to the gas stations. Again, like I mentioned, traffic has really picked up in Crookston. Part of that may be because we're doing street construction right now. But you can see that there's just a lot more activity going on. This directly impacts our community and our businesses. And really hoping that this continues on. Excited to see that these bigger projects will take us into next year. And we should continue to flourish as a community with these projects going on right now.
So good news there. American Crystal Sugar putting a big money into their factory here in Crookston. Always like to hear that. Canadian Pacific Railway, they've been busy. DigiKey Construction is actually helping the city of Crookston and many businesses. And, of course, Riverview has that big project as well. And hopefully within the next year plus, we could be seeing a building of a soybean crushing plant and biodiesel facility as well. So hopefully that will continue here and continue the economic effect here in Crookston. Well, the Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Sasha Ray Rodacker, 21, of East Grand Forks, for misdemeanor domestic assault for intentionally inflicting or attempting bodily harm on another, and Blaze Fitzgerald Dauphiné, 27, of Moorhead, was arrested for misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after revocation. The Crookston Fire Department was called to investigate a strange smell at the Harvest Church on Fisher Avenue at 9:52 Thursday morning. They took their thermal imager to finally locate a burner on the electric stove that was on at a very low level. Nothing appeared to be damaged. And Thursday night's monthly training was held at the river in association with the Polk County Sheriff's Department. Sorry. Fire department, we're biased here in Crookston, but one of the best in the state, if not the best. continue to own their skills and work on that training on Thursday nights. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny, partly sunny. We're going to have to call it cloudy skies. 77 degrees, a southeast wind of 10 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is down at 30.10 inches. And the humidity is at 65%. That's steady over the last hour. 77 cloudy skies right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the numbers for today, the morning's low was 59. The sun rose at 5:30. The sun will set at 9:29 for 15 hours, 59 minutes of daylight. The record high, 98, set in 1970. The record low, 39, set in 1923. Year ago high, 82. Year ago low, 62. The average high, 79. The average low, 56. Yesterday's high, 80. Yesterday's low, 61. We did have a trace of precipitation. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds up to 10. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 90 to 95, south winds of 10 to 20. A heat and the heat index readings could be anywhere from 98 to 103 tomorrow. So it's going to be a hot one, is what we're trying to tell you. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe, low 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. Independence Day, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part by our friends at American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.